Yeah, as I was just reading the last of the New Testament, John in the last three there books. But anyways, this is what he just gave me, something out of the Bible. But try to refresh myself in the peace of Jesus' presence. Learn to hide in the secret of your presence. Even as I carry out my duties in this world, Jesus is both in me and within me, us. He goes before me to open the way. He also walks alongside me. There can and never will be anyone devoted as Jesus to us. Because he's our constant companion, is what he wants. You know what I mean? There will be a lightness to my step that is observable to others, thanks to Jesus. That was cool when that one customer told me he could tell in how lit up I was that I'm a Christian and a believer, big time. But thanks to Jesus, I will not let problems and distress, which is unsolved issues, because in this world we will have problems, trials, and distress, but not let them get me down. Jesus has conquered the world and deprived it of power to harm me. In Jesus, I may have confident peace. And it is through problems and failures, weakness and neediness that I learn to rely on him. Is why he wants, that's all he wants. He says you're not going to be, it's not going to be easy, but just wait. I get a feeling that if we do it right, it's going to be awesome when we're out of this flesh, it's going to be better than this life. I just know it. Anyways, true dependence is not simply asking Jesus or Father to bless what I have decided to do. It is coming to Jesus with an open mind and heart, inviting Jesus to plant his desires in me. And just know, this is not a path of continual success, but of multiple failures. However, each failure is followed by a growth spurt, nourished by complete reliance on you, Jesus. Enjoy a blessedness of a victorious life through deepening my dependence on Jesus, my Savior. Yep, and this is cool, the more extreme my circumstances, the more likely I am to see your power and glory work in a situation. Instead of letting difficulties draw me into worrying, try to view them as setting the scene for your glorious intervention. Keep my mind and eyes wide open to all you are doing in my life. All of us, you know. I love it here with you guys too. I just wanted to tell you. When adversity strikes, and I thank you anyway, because he likes that too. Thank him no matter what. He says that'll pave your road to heaven. Just thank him, even if it goes bad. Thank him. That I thank you anyway, that shows my trust in Jesus' sovereignty and is a show peace in invisible realms. Fill up the spare moments of my life with praise and thanksgiving. This joyous discipline will help me live in the intimacy of your presence. Amen. Oh, this is cool. Hope, just hope in Jesus, and I will be protected from depression and self-pity. Hope is like a golden road to connecting me to heaven, to connecting us to heaven. Cling to hope, and Jesus' rays of light will reach me through the darkness. Oh, one of the main ways Jesus asserts his sovereignty is in the timing of events. If I want to stay close to Jesus, do things his way, as Jesus asked Jesus to show me the path forward moment by moment, instead of dashing ahead long toward my goal, let Jesus set the pace, slow down, and enjoy the journey in Jesus' presence. Practice always trusting in Jesus, in his presence and will. Store up ourselves treasure in heaven through placing all my trust in Jesus. This practice will keep me in his peace. Yep, this is important. And I must always be good, sober, steadfast, selfless, love all and everyone, help everyone, give to all, honesty, law-abiding, true, humble, grow with Father and the Son day by day. And then I know this is just really is out of the Bible, kind of. Do the best every day to keep Father God's and Son's Jesus' commandments as best of my ability every day. Not an option. Keep the church, spread the news, Father has a great place for all souls who love him and take up his commandments and live like Jesus. I mean, if you screw up, everybody does. I'm sure he's not going to, you know what I mean? If you are like we are, I just see him. He loves us. He made us in his image. He's not going to do that. He's got plans and only he knows. So that's the way it should be. You know, I think. And it's great. I can't wait. And live like Jesus as best of my ability. Father made us in his image for a reason. I believe that. Granted, I don't know. Only Father knows. But I do know he loves me and all of us unconditionally and offers us eternal life. Our souls are so much more important than the flesh. I believe life after this is going to be 1,000 times better per Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. It's simple. Give yourself, that's from you, it's simple. Give yourself, myself, to Jesus and Father God. I believe this wholeheartedly and feel this is with my heart and soul. Try saying, I trust you, Jesus, in response to everything that happens to me. If there is time, think about all he is and in all his power and glory. Ponder also the depth and breadth of love Jesus has for us. This simple practice will help me see you in every situation, acknowledge your his sovereign control over the universe. Yep. Oh yeah, if you do this, if done, and view events through the light of your universal presence, fear loses its grip on you, which is cool. You don't need to fear nothing. I can do this more maybe instead of, you know, because I've always been like a shy type, but continual assertion of trusting you, I know will strengthen our relationship and keep me close to you. Amen. Amen. Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. This is cool. A Christian is a person that has committed his life to Jesus Christ and is trusting him alone and not my good deeds for salvation. I have realized that I am a sinner and cannot change my sinful ways. I try by myself. I needed you, Father. My Father God, through the Son, Jesus, whom I found through my hero, Jesus Christ, our Father God in the flesh. Jesus died on the cross for me and for all of us. He offers all of us salvation as a gift. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Amen. I am the way, the truth. These are just prayers that I think are cool. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ. I feel that it's weird when I did it right, and since I met Harvey, it's like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders. And I, like before this, I was like worried because I just went through a divorce. I was worried I'm going to pass away. I'm going to get old. Now it's weird. I can't wait. I can't. It might not be good, but he knows what I mean. I'll probably live till I'm like 150, but I can't wait till I know that. I just have a feeling that, I can't wait to meet him. And yeah, it's going to be, yep, I know it's, I have a feeling that my dad was at the house with me the other day. I have a feeling spirits are, if you do want to be with heaven, you're going to be up there. Obviously, it's up to him, really, whatever he wants to do. But I swore the other day my dad was right in the garage with me. It's crazy. I swear he was. I just know it. Like, it's pretty cool. Isn't this Matthew 25:45? Verily I say unto you, you inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not for me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Yeah, it's weird. I think that if the world would all be loving to everybody, it wouldn't matter about money like the earth does right now. I really do. I think that if everybody was just like, oh, it's just, I don't care about that. But you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. Like, I don't even care about money. I'd rather just live in the woods. But the importance of prayer, that's what I keep hearing too. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. Jesus was never too hurried to spend hours in prayer. He prayed before every difficult task confronting him. He prayed with regularity. Not a day began or closed on which he did not unfold his soul before his Father. Never stop praying, no matter how dark and hopeless you may. And if he doesn't answer anything right away, just thank him. It'll get answered. That's all. That's what I feel. I never have him answered, but I still love it. he's so good. It's unreal. He's done so much for me. I just can't. It's unreal. This you guys have too. This church has done. It's been amazing. Yeah, this is in the beginning back here. This is because I started in Matthew, like you told me to start. And the first one jumped out. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek in heart, and ye shall rest until my soul. I always put into your / my, because I'm giving it to you guys. Yep. Oh, the human mind cannot be a vacuum. It will be filled either with good or evil. It will be either carnal or Christian-like. We can control the kind of thoughts that enter our minds. Some unknown wise man has suggested, give your mind to Christ that I may be guided by his wisdom. Let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Oh, this is Matthew. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart and prayed. I love that part where he goes by himself and prays. Prayer is important. And when the evening was come, he was there alone praying while the others were sleeping, I think, or something. And that's why he's probably telling me that, because I like to sleep. But I do my prayer first. I feel I can't even, I feel weird if I eat dinner before I read at least a line out of the Bible. To feed my soul first is pretty neat. The effective Christians of history have been men and women of great personal discipline. To be a true effective disciple of Christ, we must seek to discipline our lives and endeavor to walk even as he walked. Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Did I say that one? Deny himself and take up his cross. Take up his cross, land, and follow me. Like, that's what he wants. Just to follow him. It's simple. It's pretty cool. Oh, here's a prayer. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And then getting to know Jesus is good. He has always existed. Jesus was with the Father in the beginning, and through him the world was created. Because I even have people that, when I tell old friends that I've, because I don't really go around them, but on Facebook or something, I'll tell them, they'll see my stuff in my profile. That's fake. It's like, it's in there in God's hands, so whatever. But I just say, you'll see. Because I don't know everything, but I know for a fact you will get old and pass away. And you're going to see him, and what are you going to do? You're fake? I don't think so. Jesus humbled himself, put on the human body God has prepared for him, and come to earth. He was the Son of God and the Son of Man. He was born, I don't know if I'm right, completely right on this, but he was born to a virgin named Mary, and he lived on earth for 33 years. Alright. Jesus didn't reveal himself till he was 30 years old after John baptized him in the Jordan River. Revival, you heard that, revival. Revival is not more and not less than the presence of Christ in the heart, the home, the community, and the nation. Revival must begin with individuals. In the words of an old hymn, Lord, send a revival and let it begin with me. Oh, here's a good one. Father God, everyone who thirsts should come to you. Even those who have no money will receive wine and milk without price. You tell us that the words that go forth from your mouth will prosper in the things for which you sent it. So let it be in my life, Father God. Amen. Sorrow is temporary, but God will comfort us and give us hope eternally. The joy he gives us is solid and secure. It lasts forever. and no one can take God's joy away from us, from me. Yep. John 3:16 is really good, huh? That one's awesome. I got that one highlighted and everything. It took a whole page. This is the seven basics. Some other thing. I always read things and just try to get from it. Even if it, like that book I showed you, even if it ain't, I already put that down now, but even if it ain't, I like to just read anything that says Jesus' name on it, basically. Get to know God, get into the Bible, get real in prayer, get into a good church, get excited and tell somebody, get my head on straight, get ready for the adventure. Order is very important in most everything we do, but putting Jesus Christ and His will for my life first, everything else will fall into place. Try putting Jesus first and watch life become true, real, honest, and faithful. Faith is a lot too. Faith's a good, I love faith. Yeah, our Father in heaven, help me, help my and my brothers in Christ to stand firm in our faith in you. Help us to resist that roaring lion of temptation, the one who would devour me. Oh, Father, give me the power of self-control and alertness. Amen. Lord God, our Creator, you are the God who has all the answers and you give us wisdom. Help me to take the wise path for my life. Amen. Father God, help me to stay strong when I'm tempted so I can stick close to you, Father God. Please don't let me slip away. And he hasn't, I'll tell you that. It's cool. I was an ex-addict, and I have people say that, how can you used to do that, but believe, I don't think it has anything to do with that. If as long as you change your way, you know what I mean, and are born again. Because they just focus on that part of it, you know, they don't focus on, they're almost afraid that I've gotten better. Father God, you alone fill me with wisdom, and I find joy in you through this. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. God, help us to live a life following you as you have what is best for me and us. Your wisdom gives me a good life. Father God, give me the wisdom to schedule my days to include you first. Jesus, I want to seek you first and follow you throughout the day. Jesus died in the book of Matthew. I thought was pretty, it was a revelation for me that it like was cool. Mark 7, 21 through 23. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications and murders, sin of the flesh, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolish. All these evil things come from within the defile man. And yeah, I get that feeling too, that he knows who's evil and who's not. He knows who's pure, good-hearted. And because I mean, I screw up, but I don't do like I used to. And I might just maybe I don't even think I raise my voice anymore. I don't get mad. I used to yell at everything. I used to lie to everybody. And I can't even lie if I want to. It's cool. Yeah. It's cool because I borrowed money from mom. This was when I first started here. When I first met you and I borrowed some money and she wouldn't have cared, but I took some money and she's like, oh, that's fine. But it's things like that even. Back in the day, I would just hide around it, you know, and it just feels good to. So Mark 7, 1 through 37, situation. Many Pharisees of Jesus' day, believed that their rituals demonstrated respect for God. Hundreds of laws and rituals prescribed exactly how Jews should live, including the consumption of clean and unclean foods. Jesus showed that faith was more important. Observation, Jesus amazed the people by his teaching and dumbfounded them by his actions. Didn't they kill him just because he was so praising God and that they need to put God before themselves? Another thing I learned since I've been reading is in the Old Testament, I never knew that Noah, God did already one time get rid of man because of wickedness and and that's why Noah was made or was pure form. Noah was with God, so he let him start over, and he promised us this time that he wouldn't do that.
Right, he said, I'm not going to destroy you by water.
Right, right.
I'm not going to destroy you by fire.
Right, yeah, right, right.
That's what's going to happen on the earth this time.
The thing I thought was, I like this Bible, and it is King James Version, yeah. Cool. New King James Version. Is it, there's the scripture, and then over the side, I read you the situation, the observation, and now the inspiration. Quite a passage, isn't it? Jesus is presented with a man who is deaf and has a speech impediment. Perhaps he stammered, maybe he spoke with a lisp. Perhaps because of his deafness, he never learned to articulate words properly. Jesus' refusing to exploit the situation took the man aside. He looked him in the face, knowing it would be useless to talk. He explained what he was about to do through gestures. He spat and touched the man's tongue, telling him that whatever restricted his speech was about to be removed. He touched his ears. They, for the first time, were about to hear. But before the man said a word or heard a sound, Jesus did something I never would have anticipated. He sighed. Sigh, the word seemed out of place. I'd never thought of God as one who sighs. I'd thought of God as one who commands. I'd thought of God as one who weeps. I thought of God as one called forth the dead with a command or created the universe with a word. But a God who sighs, perhaps this phrase caught my eye because I do my share of sighing. I sighed yesterday when I visited a lady whose invalid husband had deteriorated so much he didn't recognize me. He thought I was trying to sell him something. I sighed when the dirty-faced, scantily dressed 6-year-old girl in the grocery store asked me for some change. This ain't me, but. And I sighed when today listening to a husband telling how, that's some guy sighing. But anyways, it is cool how it shows that in the side though of situation you might go through to use the word in. Application. What situations cause you to need comfort? A broken relationship, a lost one, or overwhelming anxiety? Pray thanking God that he still groans for his people. Oh, this was cool too, but that God will not force the new life upon us or against our will. We must be ready to receive Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. I'm trying to get my brother to do that with all my heart. Then the miracle of the new birth takes place. But he's still, God's got to do it. This record, or I could just keep reading. It's good stuff. It is. I was even in John 4:34. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have, So he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Covet the will of God for your life more than anything in the world. I can have peace in my heart with little if I am in the will of God. Yeah, that's another thing. I could care less about having anything when I focus on him. And that's what it's supposed to be. But I can be miserable with much if I am on his will. Or out of his will. Yep.
Right.
I tell you the truth, this is 5:24. Right? Most assuredly I say to you, this did jump out. He who hears my word and believes in him, which is having faith, right? Faith's basically believing in him. Who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. That's why I felt that I went from being down to just so happy. I can't wait to get old. No. What is the source of your spiritual nourishment? Movies, television, or music? Do you need to change your diet so that Christ becomes the strong force in your life? Do this by reading, prayer, and worship. Which I try to do. I'd still like watch movies, but I at least changed them to. I got a movie collection that's like a Blockbuster, so I just love movies, but I know I changed what a lot of them were, like when they swear and everything, but I hate when they say his name in vain. But I know it's a movie, it's fake, I feel. You know what I mean? It's just a fake movie. I don't know that, if that guy, I mean, he shouldn't, yeah. They shouldn't say that, but they'll have to answer later. Somebody will. You know what also I thought was cool? Long time ago I was in jail, and one of the jail preachers came in, and this made me think when he said this. He said, why do people say his name in vain if it doesn't mean nothing? Why don't they say somebody else's name in vain? And that makes sense, you know. Why don't we say John or some other name? Why does everybody say his name in vain? It made me think. That's why I think I never went back there, but thanks to God. Right. That's, yep. Cause they want to do their will and they're selfish. Yeah, basically, I think. I don't, it seems like it, you know, cause I went from being kind of selfish to totally selfless. Like I can't eyeball the people, the Girl Scout cookies, I'll give to them every time. It don't matter who it is, it could be, I always have to feel that I should though, because I've did so much of not being giving to my neighbor that, you know, this was cool. The whole Bible was given to us by inspiration from God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong with our life. It straightens us out and helps me to do what is right. Gospel, the death, the burial, and resurrection. Jesus. So I always feel that the Bible's the only thing to read. You know what I mean? Because that's Him. Father, I ask that You would please guide us all my family here, me, to Your path. And as You are, You know what's right for us. And only through You will we ever see light. I wish that You would always guide us and give us Your Spirit in all of You that we can handle. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.